This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and it's Friday, February 7th, 2020. Scott Burton, your host today, and it is about 20 minutes past the top of the hour. My next guests are from the State Museum to talk about an opening that's happening tonight. We have Sarah Tabbert in from Fairbanks. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. And Jackie Manning, she's the Alaska State Museum Curator of Exhibitions. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's so nice to have you here. Can you outline for our listeners what's going on tonight at the State Museum?
Yes, we have two openings tonight. We have Sarah Tabbert's exhibit, Lowlands, and she is the last solo artist from our exhibition series of solo artists from 2017 to 2020. And she's also – so the exhibit is from 4:30 to 7 and is free. And she's also going to give a lecture for us at 7 o'clock, which is also free and sponsored by our friends group. And then we're also opening in another exhibit that we curated from the museum collection titled Women of Vision, Honoring the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, 1920 to 2020. And for that exhibit, we pulled out – we're highlighting 50 artists and almost 60 artworks, and that is going to be up for the entire year. So that's a great show to come check out and see as well.
All right. So as curator of exhibitions, Jackie, were you able to sort of see Sarah's work and help get it into the museum?
So every few years we do a call for solo artists, and we put a committee together that decides on who, you know, which artists around the state that are applying, you know, how that – who is selected from that group. And was thrilled that Sarah was selected as one of the artists and that we've been able to work with her for the last couple of years and plan her exhibit here. And there is a more of a center installation piece that we've been talking about that's really exciting. As you go in, you'll be able to see this installation piece is stunning. So that's been wonderful sort of conversation back and forth. I think we even did a little FaceTime to be like, okay, are we, you know, everybody sort of on the same page, and we've prepared what we need to here. So,
all right. Sarah, how do you like to describe yourself as an artist?
Oh, that's a big question. I would say I would still primarily call myself a printmaker. That's my background and what I was more or less trained to do as an artist. And I think the common thread that comes together in all of my work is that in one way or another, it involves the medium of wood. I make woodblock prints. I've been doing relief carved panels. And recently, I think I'm moving more in a direction of more sculptural work and really trying to work on skills in the woodworking area. And that's pretty new for me.
All right. We have a few of your pieces up at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon if any of our listeners would like to take a look at your work. Can you pick one of them for us and tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, the one on the left with the nest in it, it's a relief carved panel, yellow cedar. And I start my piece, if we want to talk a little bit about process, I'll start by staining the entire surface black with India ink. And then I use the same kind of tools that I'd use to make a woodblock print to carve away the part of the black that I don't want there. So it's a reductive process, sort of like if you were doing a drawing and erasing rather than putting in lines. And I've been working this way for such a long time that it's kind of become the way that I draw. I don't do a whole lot of preparatory work. There's no fully developed sketch, nor do I draw a whole lot on the block. I'm just kind of going for it. And I like that tension of if I screw up, there's really not much of a chance to go back and fix it. It's pretty kind of high stakes artwork making. And these are, the entire exhibit is kind of about the more simple parts of the landscape, of the particular landscape that I spend most of my time in.
And how big is this piece, this block?
It's about 7.5 inches wide by, I think, either 15 or 17 inches tall. I can't remember.
And if I may ask, about how long does it take to create a piece like this?
That's something that everybody wants to know, and I am sad to say that I don't track my time that carefully. And I'm also, I can speed up and slow down based on deadlines. But there is definitely some time, and the painting is quite painstaking too, and that's the part that I don't like. I love the carving. I hate the painting.
Got it. If you don't want to track the time, can you describe what that time is like for you as an artist when you're immersed in creating something like this?
Well, I sometimes have a little bit of trouble focusing. So I find that I often am listening to something as I'm working. I'm a big consumer of audiobooks. So there's often a story in my ears that occupies enough of my brain that I can keep myself focused to work on things.
Got it. Jackie, what are the things that you appreciate about Sarah's art?
You know, I would say there's definitely – it's been hard to say which one is my favorite, but the variety in this show is stunning. So she mentioned one of the smaller carved panels. There's large carved panels in the exhibit. There's woodblock prints, and there's an installation piece. And so as you walk into the gallery – it's all immersive seeing this, the amount, you just have a sense of the amount of work that went into this show and just the variety of different types of art she's doing and scale and everything. It's a stunning exhibit.
All right. Sarah, you mentioned starting maybe to work more in sculpture. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, I have the good fortune to live with a cabinet maker and carpenter, and because of my partner's work, I think I've become more tuned into what it takes to put things together. And I have been taking classes. We have a folk school in Fairbanks, and they have a pretty robust woodworking program. I've been doing that for a couple of years. And I was also fortunate to receive a Rasmussen Foundation fellowship last year, which is a lot of that funding is going towards exploring. I'll be taking more woodworking classes in Port Townsend this spring, and I have some other opportunities coming up in that idea or in that area. It's a new challenge for me. I've found that it shouldn't be a surprise, but three dimensions are far more complicated than two.
And back to the art that we might be able to see tonight and ongoing at the State Museum. Can you describe another one of your pieces for us, please?
The middle one is a woodcut print. It has, I think, either two or three different blocks involved in it. And I live down in the bottom of a black spruce bog. And in the winter, when it's very cold, everything kind of takes on this blue tint to it. The air, the light, the trees, and the strange forms of, I don't know if you spent much time in that sort of a landscape, but I have some pieces that refer both to the tediousness of that visual landscape, but also if you look more carefully, no tree is anything like any other. And I really appreciate that variety.
Okay. How about the last one here? And again, if you're listening, we have Sarah Tabbert's images up at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.
That's a somewhat slightly larger panel that I did a couple of years ago. Again, it's carved and painted yellow cedar, and it's called Tinder. And I was looking at what's left of our woodpile once we've stripped the bark off of the birch and how the extreme pattern that emerges when you really stop and examine some of that stuff. And of course, it's a bit emphasized and not necessarily realistic.
What's the most challenging part of making a piece like this for you?
Oh, another one.
You mentioned the painting.
Yeah, I would say for me, I am a printmaker, and the patience that it takes to apply color with a brush is a little bit beyond my tolerance. Sometimes I'd far rather take a roller and go at it. But this is what I need to do to make these work.
Okay. You can't tell that when you look
at
your art.
Okay.
No, it's very good.
I shouldn't be telling these secrets.
No, that's
I'm definitely not, would not ever call myself a painter.
All right. Jackie, can you tell us a little bit more about what we can expect as we walk into the State Museum tonight as part of First Friday?
Tonight is part of First Friday. So three exhibits. The first you'll see is as you come through our wonder wall of animal specimens, you're going to see this great view into Sarah's exhibit where you'll see her some of her panels on the wall and this this large installation with her carved vessels in the center of the exhibit. Beautiful. To the right in our long gallery, we have Women of Vision opening. And again, that is honoring the 19th Amendment, so 100 years that women have been able to vote. And then it is also the last opportunity to see Alaska Positive for free, which is our photography exhibit that is then going to travel around the state. So three great shows, and 4:30 to 7, it's free at the museum, sponsored by our friends group. And then we'll be able to learn more about Sarah's work when she gives a lecture tonight at 7 o'clock in our lecture hall.
Okay. If people wanted to purchase some of your work, would that be available as well, Sarah?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What are some examples of things they might be able to buy?
Prints, panels, and small carved boxes and vessels.
Okay. Well, it's been great talking to you, Sarah and Jackie. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there anything we're missing or anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I'm just going to point out there are, if you also come check out Women of Vision, there's an incredible group of Juno female artists in that exhibit as well, so some names you'll recognize from around town. And we just had an incredible collection of women artists over there at the State Museum, and not every museum can say that. So pretty proud to work for a museum that also promotes female artists.
All right. Sarah, will you also remind us of your website where we can learn more about you?
That's a pretty easy one to remember. It's www.sarahtaver.com. No H in Sarah.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.